It's well known that when we put the challot on the table for Shabbat meals, we cover them with a cloth. In actual fact, it's an interesting question whether this is a din in Kiddush or a din in the Lechem Mishnah. We're going to see perhaps a machloket about that in just a moment. It seems in a certain sense that it's a din in Kiddush because it appears in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, Se'if Tet, because Simon Reish Ayin Aleph is dealing with the halachot of Kiddush. There the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to have a cloth covering the chalot. In actual fact, the Shulchan Aruch says there should be one on top and one underneath. Most people, I think, rely on the fact that there's a tablecloth on the table as the one underneath, and then place one on top. Now, the question is, why do we have to do this? So the Tor gives three reasons. One reason is so that it's clear that the meal that's being served is for Kavod Shabbat. What used to happen in Talmudic times is that everybody would have a small table in front of them. Those tables would be outside the dining room. Kiddush would be made, and then the table would be brought in afterwards. So it's clear that the food is being brought in lichvod Shabbat. You've made Kiddush, and now you're bringing this wonderful meal. That's as the tables got bigger and more cumbersome, so the table was already in the dining room with the food on it, but covered by a cloth. And then after Kiddush, the cloth could be whipped off, and you could point to, here's the food that we have for lichvod Shabbat. So that's the first reason. The second reason is perhaps the most famous of them all. It's based on Yerushalmi. Kedei shelo yireh hapat boshto. We always say, King Gartam told that that's means so that the bread shouldn't get embarrassed. Bread doesn't actually get embarrassed. It's actually a din here in Hilchot Brachot. Nothing to do with Shabbat particularly at all. But it's a din that the Seder Kadima of Brachot, the order of priority for saying a bracha, is that if you've got hamotzi or mazonot and you've also got wine, then the bracha should rightly be said over the hamotzi or over the mazonot first, and only afterwards over the wine. But we're doing it the other way around, obviously. So therefore, we want to make it as if the bread's not there, and we cover it with a cloth. The third reason given is Zeichel Man, to commemorate the man that fell in the desert. It was covered by dew, and therefore to represent the covering of dew over the man, so we cover the chalot with bread. I was able to identify five nafkaminas between these shitot. One is, what if you're making kiddush over challah? You haven't got any wine, so you make kiddush Friday night over the challah. Do you need to have it covered? If it's because of the reason of the Yerushalmi, kedei shelo yireh hapat boshto, then it's not going to be necessary. But if it's for the other reasons, then you would still need to have it covered. The poskim say that you should cover it. Another nafkamina will be with regard to sudash shishit. Generally speaking, we don't make kiddush at sudash shishit, and even those who do, they make it during the course of the meal rather than before the meal. So again, if our concern is kedei shelo yireh hapat boshto, so that's not relevant. But if it's because of the other reasons, then if it's because of Zeichel Man, it would be relevant. If it's so that it will be a Suda, it's clear that the Suda is Lichvod Shabbat, then also it shouldn't be necessary, because it's clear you've laid the table for Shabbat meal. It's Shabbat and you've laid the table for Shabbat meal. Our minhag is that we do cover the chalot for Suda Shlishit. Third nafkamina is, what if a person is making kiddush not at the Shabbat table, but they're having mazonot, kiddush in shul or something like that? Do you need to cover the mazonot? So if it's because of the reason in the Yerushalmi, then actually you would need to, because the Seder Kadima of Brachot applies here. You've got mazonot and you've got wine. You need to say the bracha over the mazonot first, so you need to you should really cover it. If it's because of the other reasons, Zeichel Man, or it should be clear that it's the Suda's Lichvod Shabbat. Well, this isn't a Suda. And Zeichel Man, they didn't have Parkway's biscuits. They had manna fall. And the challah represents the Lechem Mishnah, not the Parkway's biscuits. Fourth nafkamina. I'm sorry, I don't think I've ever seen in shul, it's a shul Giddish after the service ever, that the the plates of cake are covered. Maybe in some places they do that, but I don't think it's usual. Fourth and African meaning is when can you take the cover off? If it's conditional, you're at pat boshto. So then, as soon as you make kiddush, you can take the cover off. If it's because of seichel eman, so maybe you should keep it on while you're saying the bracha of hamotzi and then remove it afterwards. That's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to indicate in Sifkat HaMem Aleph from the Chaya Adam, that you should, when you make hamotzi, you put your hands underneath the cover, say the bracha of hamotzi, and then remove the cover because you still want it covered for the Lechem Mishnah. And then the fifth nafka mina is what about other bread that's on the table? You might have that there's certainly at Suda Shishi, you might have sliced bread on the table, or at any meal. Maybe you're going to be, you've got sliced challah on the table, but the balabait or balatabait, whoever's making hamotzi, is going to make hamotzi on behalf of everybody, giving some of the Lechem Mishnah. So does the other bread need to be covered? If it's Kadesh Eloi Yireh HaPat Boshto, then it does need to be covered. If it's Zeichel Aman, then presumably it doesn't need to be covered. So long as you've got the Lechem Mishnah covered, the other bread wouldn't need to be covered. Ad Kan.